Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Lawrence Summers has an impressive track record. He served as Chief Economist of the World Bank and as President of Harvard University. Under President Clinton, he served as Treasury Secretary. For President Obama, he was the Director of the National Economic Council. So, when Summers makes a public statement, politicians pay attention to him. In a speech in Tokyo on September 30, Summers noted about central bankers that, quote, "we are fairly near the end of our rope," unquote, and what measures they could take. One solution he proposed to supposedly help the economy was for governments and central banks to continuously purchase stock in private companies. This proposal came only 2 days after Fed Chair Janet Yellen testified before the House Financial Services Committee. In response to a question about whether the Fed would openly buy shares of private companies, she said, quote, "well, the Federal Reserve is not permitted to purchase equities. Down the line, this is the kind of thing that Congress might consider," unquote. Well, should the U.S. government or Federal Reserve Bank purchase company stock? I think absolutely not. First, if the U.S. economy really were recovering and growing, this proposal is needless. For this idea to be floated is a blatant admission, despite the alleged rosy news, just how poorly the American economy is really performing. Second, government stock purchases would not be spread fairly among all companies. As a result, I would expect that the largest beneficiaries of such a policy would be those companies with the strongest political connections. Third, members of Congress are exempt from the crime of insider trading. Therefore, I anticipate companies offering insider information to senators and representatives who are in a position to influence which company shares are purchased. Last, the U.S. government already has the authority to directly manipulate stock prices by using the secret activities of the Treasury Department's Exchange Stabilization Fund. Whether or not this legal authority should continue, there is certainly no reason to expand the ability of the U.S. government or the Federal Reserve to purchase company shares. Not now, not ever. That's it for this time. Be sure to tune in Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.